Take your holy book and turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says this in verse number 1, and said, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. And while yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their voice, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. And then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. I want to preach this evening for just a little while, if God will bear help. And he always is. Without him we can do nothing. He told us that, and I believe it. Amen. I'd like to read just a few minutes on this thought, seeing that we might believe. Seeing that we might believe. As we look at this and we can see this picture that the Lord is trying to present to us, a picture of a coming kingdom. Amen. He tells us here in the precious word of God, if you look back just a few verses into chapter 16, verse 27, he says for this, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. And he says, verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Amen. So the Lord gives them a little glimpse of things that's coming. You know, this blessed old book, the whole thing is just a little glimpse of what's ahead. Amen. It's just like a little introductory. It's just like a little touch here and there to let us know what God has in store for those that love Him and are seeking His appearing, looking for a soon coming Savior from glory. Amen. Praise God. So He's speaking to here, and we have proof here. God gives us the proof here in the Word of God, verse 27, 28, that the proof of Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Amen. We see the power and the might in it, and we see the power of God in the precious Word of truth. And we see this, the future, and we look for that future kingdom when we're going to be with Him forever. Amen. He made a promise. He gave, and He can't renege on His promise. He said that one day He's going to call all that belong to Him unto Himself, and wherever He is, there will be also. I'm glad for that, ain't you? One day in a little while, amen, we'll lay aside this old robe of flesh. We'll get those glorified bodies like unto the Lord. Praise God, and we'll be with Him where He's at, and we'll just be able to magnify and praise Him. I see Him all in His magnificent splendor and His glory. We'll be able to see Him as He is. Praise God when He begins to manifest Himself to it. And when you get to see in the picture Lord Jesus Christ, you can't help believe what you see. Amen. I see a marvelous Savior. I see the glory of God manifest in this man, Christ Jesus. Praise His holy name. You know, I got to think about that. A lot of times we say, as I was looking on this morning, I thought, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, the seeing is believing. I've heard people say, well, you know, preacher, if I could only see the Lord, if I could only, see what He's trying to tell, if I could only see the picture of my Savior, amen, and in reality, then everything would be okay. They say seeing is believing, but I don't believe it's so, praise God. I think that's wrong. I believe, praise God, believing is seeing. When we begin to believe what the Lord says. Excuse me. I believe we begin to see. I believe believing is seeing. I believe we need to believe that we might see. Amen. Praise God. We might see the magnificent power of God, the hand of an almighty God, the will and the way of God, and the purpose and the plan of why He's got us where He's got us. And sometimes I think, well, Lord, why me? But then I say, Lord, why not me? Because God Almighty's real. He's on the throne, praise God. And He knows exactly where I am. He knows how I'm apt to get heated, high-minded, and run off on my own, thinking I'm all that and a bag of Cracker Jack. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad God, He knows exactly who I am and what I need, and He takes care of me, and He lets me see Him, praise God, high and lifted up. And I realize tonight, praise His holy name, that He's the God of glory. He's a prince and power of the world to come. I know there's one now that thinks He's in charge, but I want to tell you one day in a little while, His days are numbered and He knows it. And old Satan and slew foot and the devil and the deceiver of the brethren, the accuser of the brethren, praise God, he's going to be put down, and Lord God, the Lord God of heaven's going to shine, praise God.
Amen.
Bless His holy name. We see Him there as He takes up Peter and James and John. And He brings them up to, the Bible says, into a high mountain apart. As I think of this, right now, they were at Galilee, and the high mountain apart would probably have been Mount Hermon. Now the crown of Mount Hermon is about 9,400 feet. Men, Teresa, we got to go to the foot of Mount Hermon. Amen. Praise God! What a blessing that place is. And on one side, up in the northern panhandle of the nation of Israel, you can see it. And on the left-hand side is Libya. On the other side is Syria. And right up the point of that is Mount Hermon. And it was right up on the preface of that, that Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, took them up to that highest point they could get this side of eternity. Praise God. He got them up there, praise God, where the eagle soar. Glory, hallelujah. Where the power of an almighty God could be made real to them. These old boys, praise God, they had never been out of Galilee much. They didn't know a whole lot about the power of God. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ Himself took them old boys up. He said, come on, son. He said, I got to show you. Hey, something you need to be a part of. Because when I go out of here, I want you everybody spreading news about how big and how good your God is.
Amen.
Amen. He took them up our part. And the Bible says He got him up there. He was transfigured before them. And His face did shine as the sun. And His raiment was white as the light. Could you imagine them old boys? Got up there way away from everybody, nobody around. Amen. It wasn't no street light. It was illuminating our Savior. Praise God. It was the power of an almighty God that illuminated Him. He was transfigured before their eyes. And these old boys got to look on the glory of an almighty Savior. Praise God. When Jesus came, He had to lay aside His glory while He was here. But He gave them just a little peek. Praise God, of the glory of God that'd be manifest in Him. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father now in full glory displayed. And the power of God and the shining light of God upon Himself. Where He is. There's no need for light. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you hang out with Jesus, you don't have to carry a flashlight. Think about that. Hey, ain't no darkness over there, praise God, but there's a marvelous light that shines forth. The Bible says, brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. That's what it was when old Paul was over on the road to Damascus. He said he's going up through there, and all of a sudden there was a light overshadowed him, brighter than anything he had ever seen. Praise God, He is talking about my Savior. That marvelous light, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it outshone the sun. Amen. So we see the Lord, they was able to see the Lord in His glory. Not in the humiliation of this world in which He had come, praise God, to sacrifice Himself. He set Himself above that in His transfiguration that they might see the God of glory in Jesus, our Savior. Amen. And said, while they're looking, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with Him. I just wonder a lot of times what they was talking about. Amen. I believe they was talking about the kingdom to come. I believe they was talking about the power manifesting God Almighty to make that happen. Amen. The power of an almighty God. Praise His holy name to do those things. We say, oh, Moses, he was a representative of the law. Praise God. He was, we see him here. He was redeemed and glorified. Oh, Moses, the Bible teaches us that he went through death. The Bible says that Moses died and God buried him. Amen. So the law, amen, praise God. He was redeemed. He was glorified. The law went through death. Praise God. It come to pass. It passed through, praise God. Passed through death to get, he had to pass through death to get to the kingdom. Amen. Had to pass through death to get to the kingdom. And then we see Elijah. Now Elijah was he was the prophet. Amen. He was redeemed and glorified. Amen. But he was redeemed, praise God, and he entered into the kingdom through transition, praise God. He was taken out, taken up, praise God, without having to die. Amen. He was transitioned, there's the word, from here to there, praise God, by the power of Almighty God, without having to see death. He went from here to there, here to yonder, entered into the kingdom of heaven through transition. Hey, praise God. Amen. Praise God. One of these days, I hope I can do the same thing. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice? Praise God. I've told a lot of times I'd like to just be preaching, just have a spirit of God, just be filled with the Lord. Amen. Be happy in Jesus. And all of a sudden, just depart out of this old world. I praise God. Leave this old clay, body of clay behind and go out of here to be with the Lord where He is. Amen. I'm looking one day to transition from here to yonder. I've said it many times, I'm not looking for an undertaker. I'm looking for my upward taker. I'm looking for him to come get me and take me home to be with him. Praise God, what a time we're going to have when we get over yonder. Amen. He said, there's a time, praise God, the redeemed will be glorified. The Lord Jesus Christ, Moses went by the grave. And Elijah, praise God, he was the type of prophet. He went by a transition. He was transitioned. As a fellow told me one time, I believe he's crippled too high for crutches. He said one time, I said, preacher, you know good and well that Elijah died. I said, I do. He said, yeah, you know good and well he died. He couldn't have made it. There's a whirlwind come down and pray God, and it took him up. And you know good and well that's a tornado. Nobody could live through a tornado. I don't say that. Praise God, there's a lot of people live through tornadoes. Amen. Especially when it's the finger of God stirs it up, praise God. And he said, I think I'll take that one. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that old Elijah, he went out of here to be with the Lord. Praise God, the Lord of glory. One day in a little while, praise God, we may do the same thing. But look what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. He says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now, what's he talking about here? We'll not all sleep. He said, that means in his time frame, he was saying, we're not going to all die, but we're going to be changed. You know why? Because they was looking for the Lord, praise God, even back in. They was looking for the mighty hand of God to call them out of here. Say, in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality. Amen. That's that Superman body. Only better. Amen. Hey, we're gonna take a plain air ride. Not an airplane ride, but a plain air ride. I know a fellow I was talking to the other day, and he said, I ain't getting on no plane. Amen. He said, if the only way to get to heaven was a plane, he said, I'd have to find me some arrangements. He said, I ain't getting on no plane. He took that literally. He said, Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always. My wife used to believe that too. Praise God, she'll get on there now. Amen. He said, so with this corruptible shall I put on incorruption, this mortal shall I put on immortality. I'm talking about immortality, not mortal no more. Praise God. I'm not talking about being superhuman either. I'm talking about change, praise God, glorified like our Savior. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I have victory today in Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm redeemed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And one of these days, amen, one of these days we are going to be made immortal.
Amen.
Amen. Think about that. There won't be no more grunting and groaning and hurting and aches and pains. Glory, hallelujah. That'll make heaven worth it all. Amen. Praise God, when we get past all this, no more sickness, no heartache, no more suffering, no more dying, praise God. Lord says one of these days in a little while we're going to be changed, amen. This mortal will put on immortality. Praise God, we'll be like the glorified Christ. We'll see Him in all of His magnificence. We'll be changed, praise God. So we see this, the law, and we see the prophets. And it all converges in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see it all coming together in our Savior. Because what He did for us and what He's doing for us. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 1. He said, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made, glory, hallelujah, the worlds. Amen. He said, who being the brightness of His glory and express image of His person. In other words, the Son is just like the Father, praise God. He's an express image, praise God. He's like that coin that's pressed out through that coin press, and it's just exactly like that symbol on the press. Amen. And upholding all things by the word of His power. I'm glad that's the way it is, ain't you? That the power of an Almighty God's holding this thing together. When He had by Himself purged our sins. I'm glad He didn't need no help. If He did, we might have to wait for another. But praise God, I'm glad they ain't another. That Jesus died once for our sins, according to Scriptures. And He rose again the third day, according to Scripture. God said so. That makes it so. Amen, praise God. When He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Now watch this, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Praise God. He was the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. They were angels. But He was far more, far greater, far better than the angels, praise God. He was the precious Lamb of God. Amen. And Paul recognized, or Peter recognized that. He saw that. He remembers the day that he saw this thing. He remembered the unchanging power of God's Word. He remembered that God speaking to him out of that cloud. He said there's a bright cloud overshadowed him. And a voice come out of that cloud. Amen. That same voice, praise God, that Peter heard that day on the mountain is the same Word that's speaking out of this book to me and you every day of our lives if we'll just listen. Amen. Praise God. If you come listen to hear, God will speak to you. I've had several people say, well, preacher, I just don't ever hear the voice of God. God speaks to them, but He don't ever speak to me. Maybe it's just, some of us just ain't listening close enough. And then you take His Word, you read it, you study, praise God, and God begins to speak to you. He speaks to your heart. Amen. Praise God. He'll run it through your mind, run it down into your heart, praise God, and find a settling place. Praise the Lord to help you. Praise His name. That Peter says, hey, some things I may not remember, praise, but I remember that mountain experience. I remember that mountaintop experience. I remember that vision, praise God, to have. Amen. Now we may those visions that we have, those visions may fade away. They may go away. They may be obscure in our memory over time. Amen. They may grow dull. They may fade. They may get dim, praise God. But I'm glad the Word of God is the same forever. Amen. Praise God. It's the same forever. It never changes. That's what Peter would say in 2 Peter chapter number 1. Verse 16, he says this. Peter says that he said, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Amen. He was in the transfiguration, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. He saw Him on the mountain, amen, when He became the very essence and semblance of God Almighty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven, where did the voice come from? The voice came from heaven. I pray God, if ain't going to be anything given to you and given to me, it's going to come from heaven. All good things come down from God, the Father of light, to those of us that believe, and it's coming from heaven. Amen. I've been looking around, Brother Jeff, and there's not a whole lot of good things you can find left in this world, but I'm glad there's some children of God, and there's some God that's His, praise God, God is their God, and they're still lifting their voice and praising Him and giving Him glory heavenly as their Heavenly Father, and He's still speaking to us, and He's still helping us today. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, "This is My beloved Son, whom I well please." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the holy mount. Amen. Praise His holy name. Now listen to what He says here, verse 19. He said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Amen. That light bearer comes into display in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see the power of the Most High God. And Peter says, "Hey, listen," said, "we had the words of the prophets." They said, "But we've got a more sure word today in Jesus Christ our Savior." Amen. Praise His holy name. We've got a more sure word. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen? It says God speaks now, not through the prophets, but a more sure word through Jesus Christ Himself, speaking to our hearts. Amen? That's why we like that red writing so much, because that red writing speaks to our hearts. Amen? It speaks to us, praise God. A more sure word. A word that you can take to the bank, that you can trust and you can believe. He said, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Amen. They were inspired and they penned her down. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he says, "We were up there in the holy mountain, a bright cloud overshadowed us, and a voice out of cloud." It was a voice of God Almighty. It was a voice from heaven, and it said, "Hear ye Him." Amen. Peter's ambitious. He said, "Lord, should we make an altar for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah?" And God Almighty said, "Hey, listen, just hold on a minute. Listen to My Son." Amen. Praise God. He's the one that you need to hear. He said, "Hear ye Him." You know what I'm saying? He said, "Listen to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." Amen. Listen to the King if you want to see the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even in our Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done." Amen. Praise God, we pray and ask God that kingdom, praise God, be manifest so we can see it. Seeing that we might believe. Praise God, but praise the Lord. He says, "Hey, listen," Peter says, "I believe it," praise God, "and God showed it to me. I believed it, and there it was. He showed me the magnificence of Almighty God. And I was in the presence of it. I saw it," praise God, "for myself." Amen. They saw the kingdom of glory. Peter, James, and John. Now they're not glorified. They're not in glorified bodies. They saw the Lord, praise God. Amen. They were in the flesh. Amen. Just like we are today. They were representatives of the nation of Israel. Amen. They were representatives of somebody. And they were looking at a future kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Where we'd be heirs and joint heirs with the Savior, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, we're in a family.
Amen.
We're in a family. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're in the family of an Almighty God. We're heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's why the Bible would... Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37. You know when they're talking about the bones in the valley of dry bones and how it was full of dry bones and they were dry, they were very dry, and they begin to move and sinew come to sinew and things begin to shake up there and God began to put that thing back together that was cold and dry and unspiritual, and God said, praise God, He said, I'm going to move upon it, I'm going to put it back together, I'm going to put the Spirit of life back in it, and it's going to rise up and it's going to live even to a mighty army. Amen, glory, hallelujah. God ain't finished yet. In Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 21, he says this, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. That's what he's working on now. Amen. And I will make them one nation and land upon the nation, the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. Boy, wouldn't it be good, God Almighty, just run through here and run through Asheville and Candler and Inca Candler. Praise God, done that for us. Praise God, just run through with the mighty hand of God and just cleanse them, praise God, of their sin. Praise God. He said, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be the king over them. And they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes to do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children. Not you, I like this part. And their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Amen. Who's he talking about? He's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The greater son of David, praise the Lord. He will be their king forever. They're going to come to the land forever. They're going to have a king forever. Praise God. King Jesus will be his name. Amen. He said, moreover, I have made a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. This ain't happened yet, but it's gonna. Amen. Praise the Lord. How do you know? Because Jesus, God said so. So my tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And watch this. And said, and the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them for just a little while.
Forevermore.
He said, my sanctuary is going to be in the midst of them forevermore. And Revelation said, praise God, he's going to be a light. There's going to be no darkness. And the Lord God Almighty is going to be the Lord of it all. Praise God, when Jesus comes. Bless his holy name. The disciples, they were representation of Israel, praise God. Those people, and if you go on in Ezekiel 38, starts talking about that battle that's going to take place to end of this thing, but glory, hallelujah, God, we know who wins it all anyway. Lord Jesus Christ, nobody can withstand him. Amen. And he said, what are we talking about? We're seeing that we might believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming again. Just like he said he would. Amen. He's coming again. He's coming for me and you. And he told him, he said, I want you to see my glory. He said, I want you to get a little peek of the kingdom. And what it'll be like, praise God, When you see me in all my glory, worthy of praise, they wanted to lift up, they wanted to magnify Him, they wanted to build altars. He said, he went a little overboard. He said, let's make one for you, make one for Moses, one for Elijah, and God Almighty. He said, hey, wait a minute. Just listen to what my son has to say. I heard that story one other time somewhere when they was needing wine at a marriage supper. And they come to Mary and they say, you need to do something. Have him turn the water to wine. We need some more wine. We're out of wine. And Mary said, listen, fellas, go talk to him. And whatever he says, that's what you do. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Whatever he says is what you got to do. You know, the same goes today. Whatever the Lord says, praise God, that's what we do. We just trust Him, praise God, to be the Lord of our, the Lord of our lives, the God of glory. Amen. Until He comes again. Amen. Praise His holy name. The second coming of the Lord, coming in power and great might. Amen. Coming, the first time, first coming. Amen. Do you realize in the Bible it's 8-1? For every time it mentions the first coming, it mentions the second coming 8 times. God thought it was important. Amen. I was looking today, 17 books of the Old Testament mentions the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, 23 out of 27 books mention the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Magnificent glory. In the New Testament, 1 out of every 30 verses mentioning the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean? Well, we said that seeing is believing. I want to say, praise God, believing is seeing. If we want to believe, if we want to see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've got to believe that He's coming. Amen. Coming in power and glory, great glory. Coming again. We need to be getting ready. Amen. We need to get, if we want to see the magnificent glory of the Savior that they seen on the Holy Mount, we've got to be ready and we've got to be looking for it. We've got to be desiring it. I want to see the glory of God one more time. Amen. I'd like to see it one more time. Every Sunday, I'd like to see the glory of God. Manifest these people, praise God. I'd like to see, praise God, just all over us and praise God, just magnifying Himself in us so much. Praise God, you can't help it and you don't care. Just magnify God. Seeing, praise God, that we might believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Trusting, praise God, what the promises are that He's made unto us. Amen.